Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. While a great part of the deep ocean is a flat, muddy, abyssal plain, the rest is crisscrossed by deep trenches, rifts, seamounts, and mountain ranges. In some cases, underwater mountains rise as high as 1,000 meters and number over 50,000, although only about 250 have been studied at all by marine scientists. What has been discovered is astonishing. Deep ocean currents carry a rich flow of nutrients to these formations, and they become host to a complex biotic community, from filter or suspension feeders such as corals, anemones, and sponges, to other invertebrates such as mollusks, sea urchins, and bristleworms. Seamounts constitute large aggregations. One research effort documented more than 2,700 species known to occur in and around these underwater oases. According to the World Watch Institute 2007 report on oceans in peril, quote, new species have been found on nearly every seamount studied. In a study off southern Tasmania, between 24% and 43% of the invertebrate species collected were new to science. Some seamount studies report high rates of endemism, or species found nowhere else on Earth. On two seamount chains, off Chile, 44% of fishes and 52% of bottom-dwelling invertebrates were endemic, as were 31% to 36% of species in seamounts south of New Caledonia. Because of endemism, slow growth, and long life, many seamount species are especially vulnerable to depletion. Unquote. The most critical human threat to these unique sites is the scouring of the ocean floor by commercial trawlers, hauling enormous nets along the bottom in search of the fish naturally drawn to these rich locations. As many of these sites are outside the exclusive economic zones of nations, they have been unregulated and overexploited to a point where commercial stocks in these areas have been eradicated, in some cases depleted to the point of extinction, along with extreme damage to the full spectrum of other species in the area inadvertently affected by this crude, indiscriminate fishing technology. One of the most pressing issues facing ocean policymakers is how to extend regulation and enforcement to the deep ocean, how to control this ill-considered short-term strategy that has such negative implication not only for the marine life destroyed, but also for the future livelihood of both fishers and consumers. Perhaps the most productive and unusual phenomenon to be found on the deep sea floor are hydrothermal vents, so-called black smokers, that gush hot water from the Earth's core into the cold ocean to create a unique environment and an extraordinary array of animal life. The World Watch Institute report describes, quote, the fluid from vents as hot, up to 407 degrees Celsius without oxygen, often very acidic, and enriched with hydrogen sulfide, methane, and various metals. Yet more than 550 different species have been found at the 100-some vent sites studied so far. Vent animals are unique in that they do not rely ultimately on sunlight as an energy source, but rather on chemosynthetic bacteria that live off the hydrogen sulfide in the vent fluids, unquote. At any given vent site, the report continues, the diversity of species may be relatively low, but the abundance of animals is generally high. While most vent diversity is attributed to small, inconspicuous animals, the sites tend to be dominated by a few large and visually striking species, such as tube worms, vent clams, and the blind vent shrimp. Enormous densities of a giant clam-like organism and a giant mussel have been found near vents of the eastern Pacific. Vent environments also support among the highest level of microbial diversity on the planet. The systems, too, are vulnerable to human interventions, among them the effect of scientific research, bioprospecting, and seabed mining, a conflict of interests that will be undoubtedly drawn to these new ecosystems and all that they may entail. We'll explore these issues and more on future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.